This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, a sermon that talks about the subject of death may seem like a strange topic for Christmas week, but yet from the book of Hebrews, we're going to talk about Jesus the Deliverer, who delivers people from their fear of death. It's held them in bondage all their lives. I think that's a good Christmas message, to know that the one whose birth we remember this week is the one who delivers me and delivers you from the fear of death. According to a Dr. Douglas Hunt, who wrote a book about fear, he said 15 million Americans suffer from some kind of phobia or fear. 15 million. He believes that over 1 million people in this country suffer so severely from fears that over 1 million people can't even leave their house. That's how bad it is. 1 million people, at least a million, can't even leave their house. We can't even think about what that would be like. His book details 200 kinds of fears, things I've never heard about. Of course, some of you are familiar with, and you have perhaps, claustrophobia, fear of confined places. I always jokingly say, but I believe there's some truth to it, my sister locked me in a trunk, an attic trunk, when I was about 5 years old. She did it twice, locked me in an attic. And why I let my younger sister do that, I don't know. Just because I was the oldest doesn't mean I was the smartest. And she did that twice. And I think to this day that that's why I don't like being confined. I don't like to sit in a window seat on an airplane. I want to be on the aisle. I just want to have a little openness. And there are things like that. Maybe you have that. Some of you have a fear of flying, a fear of water, a fear of heights. But here's some fears that I'd never heard about before. He said there's the fear of churches. It's called ecclesiophobia. Maybe there's some men and women that have ecclesiophobia. The fear of clothing, vestophobia. The fear of darkness, the fear of dawn, the fear of daylight, the fear of dirt, the fear of disease, the fear of doctors, the fear of dogs. The list goes on and on. And I was studying scripture. I wondered, what does the Bible say about fear? And I could only identify, you can write these down, the three basic fears that are mentioned in scripture. Fear of God, the fear of man, and the fear of death. Those are the only three fears that I could find in scripture. The fear of man, the fear of God, and the fear of death. And Jesus came for the express purpose, not just to save us from our sins. This may surprise you to hear this. You ask the average person, why did Jesus die on the cross? Most people, even with very little church background, will say, well, to pay for our sins. He died so that we could be delivered from the fear of death, which the Hebrew writer says has kept people in slavery all their lives. And maybe you're here today, a person who a lot of your fears can be traced back to the fear of death. I want us to read Hebrews 2, and now today, the third message, we talk about the fear of death. It's Hebrews 2, verse 9, and then verses 14 and 15. Verse 9 says this, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. I'm going to talk about what that phrase means. It's a graphic phrase. He would taste death for everyone. Verse 14, since the children have flesh and blood, he too, Jesus, shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Listen to that last verse again. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Well, we not only want to wish you a Merry Christmas this season, we want to remind you our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. I want us to read Hebrews 2, and while you're turning there, I'm going to give a quick review. The first message, I won't do this every week, we can't, because after a while it doesn't pay to review, but the first message 2 weeks ago, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. The word is effulgence. It means when you look at Jesus, you see the radiance of his light, and he's the exact representation of his being, which is a poetic way of saying Jesus is God. You see Jesus, you've seen God. Anything you want to know about the Father, look at the Son. The second chapter last week talked about drifting. Be careful not to drift away from the message. Don't ignore or neglect your salvation. And people drift from the Lord in the same way that people drift in relationships. People neglect the Lord in the same way they neglect something going on in their lives. And the opposite of neglecting is to spend time. How do you not neglect the Lord? Do the same thing you do with a spouse or your children or your parents. You spend time with them. You want to know how you don't neglect the Lord? You spend time in his word. You don't ignore your salvation. It matters to you. What matters to him matters to you. And now today, the third message, we talk about the fear of death. It's Hebrews 2, verse 9, and then verses 14 and 15. I want to focus on the first words I read, verse 9, but we see Jesus. I didn't find much in commentaries about it, but one commentator pointed this out. It doesn't mean we see Jesus intellectually, we see Jesus visually. It means that you comprehend who Jesus is. I'm convinced there are men in this room that it wasn't until you came to a particular service in this building, or maybe next door in the old building, and you left and you said to yourself, I see Jesus. I understand why he came. I understand what it means that he died on the cross for my sins in particular, not just the world in general. I see what he means to my life and to my eternity. There are women in here that there was a point in time that you can point to. You can name the date and say, that was the day that I left here. And I said to myself, either literally or figuratively, I see Jesus. To see Jesus means to understand who he is and what he is. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, meaning he became a man, and now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. To taste death means that Jesus experienced death in every way. He had an anticipatory experience of death. You know, some people who die in their sleep have no warning and they just go to sleep one night and the next thing they know, they're in eternity. There's no anticipatory experience of death. Jesus anticipated death. He languished in death. He suffered pain in death. It's safe to say that Jesus Christ, in his substitutionary death on the cross, tasted death in every sense of the word. He experienced it. That's what it means in verse 9, that by the grace of God, he would taste death for everyone. Let's bring up verse 14 again. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. What's the power of death? Fear. Fear. Henry Nouwen was a great writer, and he died just several years ago. He's actually a Catholic priest. He wrote this years ago about how our fear, so many of our fears come out of this phrase, what if? Don't raise your hand, but some of you have asked the what if question this week about something. Well, what if this happens? Well, what if this doesn't happen? Well, what if he does this? What if she doesn't do this? Well, the what if question is the basis of a lot of fears in your life and my life. This is a Christmas message, believe it or not, that Jesus is the deliverer that delivers people from their fear of death that's held them in bondage all their lives. It'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Well, it's Christmas week, and all this week we're looking at a passage in Hebrews 2 from the series called Jesus Is. I want you to get a sense that Jesus is the deliverer, not only delivering people from their sins, he delivers people like you and me from our fear of death, which the Hebrew writer says holds people in bondage, get this, all their lives. Don't raise your hand, but some of you have asked the what if question this week about something. Well, what if this happens? Well, what if this doesn't happen? Well, what if he does this? What if she doesn't do this? Listen to how he puts it. Look at the many what if questions we ask. What am I going to do if I don't find a spouse? What am I going to do if I don't find a place to live, if I don't find a job? What am I going to do if I don't find a friend? What am I going to do if I get sick, if an accident happens? What happens if I lose my friends? What happens if my marriage doesn't work out or a war breaks out? What happens tomorrow if the weather's bad, the buses go on strike, or an earthquake happens? What if somebody breaks into my house and steals my money? Or worse yet, what happens if someone takes my life? Henry Nouwen says this, once these questions direct your life, you take out a second mortgage in the house of fear. What a statement. Once these questions guide our lives, we take out a second mortgage in a house of fear. Listen carefully to something that I think is really important. You either live in a house of faith or a house of fear. And so do I. You either live in a house of faith and we trust the Lord to provide, we trust the Lord to care, we trust the Lord to direct, or you live in a house of fear that's dominated by fear. And I think it's important to get this, that Jesus came for the express purpose of dealing with your fear of death and my fear of death. He came to take that away. The power of death is the fear, and to destroy the one who has that power, Satan. Let's bring up verse 15. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Easter Sunday, of course, will be coming up in the near future. I always look forward to Easter every year. I'm going to ask that morning to sing at all services a hymn called Crown Him with Many Crowns. The second verse of that hymn goes like this, Crown Him the Lord of Life, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Jesus lives that death may die. He came to take away the fear of death by destroying the one who holds that power, and that is Satan himself. Well, Merry Christmas to all of you from Cross Hope Radio Ministry. We're glad you're listening today on Christmas Day, and all this week a series continues from the book of Hebrews called Jesus Is. This week, Jesus is the deliverer that delivers us, get this, not only from our sin and the guilt of that sin, Jesus delivers us from the fear of death. That little baby that was born in a manger in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, became and is your deliverer and mine, delivering us from sin and delivering us from the fear of death. Let's continue with part four today. I don't know if any of you saw this in the news about what today is. Just happened to catch this by accident this week. Today is what's referred to as World Leprosy Sunday. What a day, World Leprosy Sunday. It was started in 1954 by the World Health Organization to call attention to the people who suffer from leprosy or Hansen's disease. Now, not quite the disease that it was. I don't know if any of you have been to Hawaii. I've never been there. In Hawaii, I think on the island of Molokai is the famous leper colony that was started by a Catholic priest by the name of Father Damien. Get this. At one time, there would be hundreds of people that were in exile. They were sent there almost like to prison. And this, if you can believe this, Father Damien not only took care of them medically and fed the people and treated them the best he could before the 1940s when the contagion factor was diminished by medicine. But get this, I just read this week. Father Damien not only ministered to people, fed them,
He was the one who pronounced them dead. He was the one who took a shovel and dug their grave, and he was the one who built their coffin and buried them. He did it all. What a ministry. That's just dramatic to think of one man who dedicated his life to ministering to people with leprosy. That's what he did, this Father Damien from Belgium. And today is World Leprosy Sunday. And let me tell you this. We've got someone who did something far greater for us than Father Damien did for those people. He took away the greatest fear that you and I have, the fear of death. Why? Death has lost its power. And that's why death is no longer the end of the road. It's the transition point into the next life. You know, I share this at every funeral because I think it's so important. One of the most important verses to share at a funeral is out of 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul says this, to be absent from this body, which is to die, is to be present with the Lord. Death isn't cessation, it's transition. You've got to remember that. You've got to believe it. It'll change the way you look at your own life when you realize it's not cessation, it's transition from this life to the next life. Why? To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. You've got to believe that.
There they laid the babe in silent night. Perfect innocence, he gave us light. Could it be that in the troubled ages gone by, we've misplaced his pain and cannot hear his cry? Oh, there's a reason for the celebration of the virgin birth of a child named Jesus. For when we speak in tones of our salvation, it's for you and me. This Jesus came to die.
I've never been to England. But some of you have been to England and you know what I speak of when I refer to the term English garden. Do you remember those English gardens? Maybe you've seen them on television, you saw them in a movie. Some families in England have these such elaborate gardens that they actually become a maze, that you can go in and you get lost. And such a garden is described in a story that was the size of about an acre. A family had two boys, a 12-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy. At this particular house with the garden, it was like a maze. The 6-year-old boy refused to go into the garden. He was afraid. He was afraid he wouldn't come out. He was afraid that if he went in, it was so intimidating to go into the garden that he might not come out. One day, his 12-year-old brother said, "Brother, take my hand and go with me. I've been in the garden. It's okay. You can go with me." Listen carefully. The most important thing I'm going to say this morning, every person in this room has such an elder brother. His name is Jesus. Who said, "Been there and done that. I've been in the garden of death. I've walked through the valley. I know what it's like and I've conquered it. Take my hand, you can walk through the garden with me." Listen carefully. I really believe, as painful as this may sound to some of you, but I believe it's true, you either die alone or you die with Christ. You die alone or you die with Christ. Decide. That when that moment comes in your life, you can say, "I'm not going to die alone. I'm going to die with Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death, the one who came to defeat Satan and to deliver people as the deliverer, deliver them from their fear of death, the bondage that they've been held in all their lives." And only Jesus Christ can have that power and has that authority. Jesus didn't come just to take your sins away. Every sin he is taken away by his death on the cross. But he came to take away your fear of death that maybe has held you in bondage for 30, 40, 50, or 60 years, or even more, even more. Recently, I read of a man in Russia years ago who spent 9 years in a Soviet prison camp. You know what his crime was? He was a part of an illegal underground Christian church in the Soviet Union. Now, this was many years ago. The police came, picked him up. His wife was hemorrhaging from having a baby, and yet they took him. You can imagine how traumatic that was. Your husband is taken away by the police and you're hemorrhaging in childbirth. He spent 9 years in a prison camp in Siberia. He tells about how he found a pencil in the prison, which was a big find, just to find a pencil. Someone smuggled in paper, and you know what they did? They wrote down every verse of scripture that they would recall from memory. And so they would pass it around, and you would write down what verses you remembered, and that became their Bible in the prison that they passed from prisoner to prisoner. Do you want the Bible today? And there'd just be a collection of handwritten verses. I want you to listen to this powerful sentence. Someone talked to this man. He was interviewed on American television after he was released, and the person who interviewed him said this, "Did you have the confidence that God would release you?" And here's what he said, "I had the confidence that the Lord never left me." Wow. I had the confidence that the Lord never left me. Where did he get that? From passages of scripture like Hebrews 2, where Jesus came for the express purpose of delivering people like you and me from the fear of death, so that we no longer have to be slaves living in bondage to the fear of death.
Well, my friend, where do you stand with the one who said, "I come to not only take away your sin, I've come to take away your fear of death"? His name is Jesus. That's what we call people to. Next week is our last message of 2014. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year from Cross Hope Radio Ministry.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.